Okay, so we are picking up on Ches Amud Aleph at the bottom. The Gemara was talking about, we have like one more, like today we're going to finish off Zav and Shemeras Yom Keneged Yom, and then we're going to do Mitzora, and then tomorrow, next week, we get into Haggadah Gemara for like, you know, 3-4 weeks or 2 weeks maybe, whatever. Anyway, so the Gemara was questioning, we were going through the halacha of a Zav, and we said that a Zav, that if a Zav has two emissions, and we said that he has to go to the mikvah for 7 days. So the Gemara is asking now, he says, why do you have to have a pasuk that tells you that if a Zav has two emissions, that therefore he now has to go to the mikvah for 7 days? The Gemara says, starting with Halo Dinhu, we can make a Kav Chomer to tell you that, of course, he's going to have to go to the, that he would have to go to the mikvah. Why? Because the Gemara says, in Mitame Mishka v'Moshav, lo yetam Svir Shiva, because we said that a Zav has a special Tumah power that it has, that if a Zav sits on like on the top of 10 mattresses, so if he just sits on the top one, he doesn't even touch any of the other ones, all 10 of them are going to be Tameh. So Gemara says, if the Zav has this power that he's able to be Mitameh by sitting on top of a mattress, and he's going to make the other 9 mattresses underneath the Tameh, so of course he's going to have to go to the mikvah. What's the, like, it's like, it's logical that he's going to have to do that. So turning to Chasam Abayz, the Gemara says, Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom Tochiyach. No, because we'll bring you a raya from Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. The halach is that a woman, there's certain times of the month that she is not able to become a nida, even if she sees blood. So during those days, if she sees blood during those days, there's 11 days that that can happen. So if during those 11 days, if she sees blood, so it's called Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, which means that normally we say that if a woman when she gets her period during her regular cycle, so she has 7 days that she counts, that we say that we check for the dam until it's done, and then and Adam says 5 days, and then she counts 7 days and she goes to the mikvah. During those 11 days that she cannot become a nida, even though it may still be that she sees blood, so the halacha she shomeres yom keneged yom, that she sees one day that she doesn't see dam anymore, she can go to the mikvah right away. She doesn't have to count 7 days. Okay, so the Gemara says we're going to prove from shomeres yom keneged yom that shenem b'tame mishka v'moshe ve'enu tuna sfira shiva, because she also has this power of tuma, that if she's sitting on the top of a bunch of cushions or pillows or mattresses, and she's on the top one and she doesn't touch the other ones, they're all going to become tame, just like a zav does. It's considered her zav period that she's going through right then. So we see that she has to go, that she has this power to be matame mishka v'moshav, and still we say that she has to count 7 days. So the same thing, we're going to say a zav should have to do it. So therefore the Gemara says, Mizov over Safar, mix a Zov over Safar, that only a part of it he's going to have to do. Limit al Zav Balshtei Riyah Shatan Sfira Shiva. So therefore we say you can't learn from a Kavah Chomer, because you see from the Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So therefore, by the same token, therefore we need to have the Pasuk to tell you that the Zav, when he sees it, that he's going to have to, a Zav of seeing two times, that he's going to have to count Shiva before he's going to do it. And again, the whole period of the whole thing that the Gemara is trying to do now, remember, the Mishnah is saying that there's no difference between a Zav that sees twice to a Zav that sees three times, except that a Zav that sees three times, you count, and then you bring a Karban, and if it's two times, then they count and they don't bring a Karban. But everything else is going to be the exact same. That's all the Gemara is trying to do right now to prove that out. So Gemara says, Amalei Rav Papa Labai, so he says, So Abai said to Rav, so Rav Papa said to Abai, Maishna hai mizovo de marbi le zov, val shtei rios, Maishna hai zovo de mai zov, val shtei rios. We had two psukim that said the word zov in it. The first pasuk we said was going to tell you that you're going to be include that a zov that sees that has two emissions, so he has to count 7 days. That was an inclusion that we did. Then we said the next pasuk that said the word zovo was an exclusion, because it was saying that you're going to that even though if he has two emissions, he counts 7 days, but he does not bring a karbon. So the Gemara asks, why in one do you use the word zovo to include, and why in the other one do you use the word zovo to exclude? How do you know to make a differentiation to say include versus exclude? Gemara answers, Amar le, isak adai techai lemeutehu da'asa, because if you really want to say that it was going to exclude, so really, lishto kramine, so the pasuk shouldn't have said the word zovo at all. So the fact that it did, it must be that it was trying to tell you that one is going to be coming for an inclusion and one's coming to come for an exclusion. And the Gemara is just going to say, like we did before, v'chitei ma'asi medina, maybe we're going to make a kav v'chomer like we did, that because he's metametumas mishkav u'moshav, so therefore, so for sure he should have to count 7 days. So Gemara says, Shomer Hashem Keneged Yom Tochiach, like we said before, that this woman that sees, the woman that's a Nida, who's a not a Nida, I shouldn't say that. The woman who bleeds is considered to be a Zava, that she only has to watch count one day, and we said before, but she's still Kamimatame, Tomas Mishka Vamoshav, and she can still, and she still has to count 7 days. So maybe you're going to say, like we said before, B'chitema Haimi Baile, Amizova V'lom Minago. Maybe you said, we're going to learn out from the Pasuk, we said that a person can be Metame, that if someone, we said, like he won the Grand Slam, you know, he won the lottery. He was a Zav, and he also was a well, he was a Metzora. So we're telling you that a person is able to start counting for the Zav, Toma, even if he's still going to be Metzora. And again, the advantage would be because he's not going to be Metame, Tomas Moshe of Mishkov. Where it says, "In Cain, licht of krav, v'chiyitar azav v'lishtok, shetakat kwam izov alamali, limit alzav shtei bal rios, limit alzav bal shtei rios, shaton tzvira shiva." Therefore, telling you, like we said before, again, that if someone sees that if a zav sees two emissions, so he's going to count seven, and then he goes to the mikvah and he's tahar, as opposed to someone that sees three, that he counts seven, and then he has to bring a karbon, and then he's going to be tahar also. Okay, that is it for zav. Now we're going to get into Metzora, which is, again, it's just a few lines, and then we're going to be done, which it took, like, I had to get this whole thing straight. So a Metzora, the halacha is a Metzora is someone who sees, if they see like a spot on their skin, let's say they see a white spot on their skin, so the halacha is that for the Metzora, there's one of two things that can happen. First of all, only a Kohen can tell someone that he's going to be a Metzora. Like, you could have the biggest Gadol Hadar can be sitting there, who's a Yisrael, and he could say that he's Metzora. It doesn't mean anything. You take him to the Gadol Hadar will say to the Kohen, who doesn't know anything, he's Tameh, and then that's it. But it has to be the Kohen that's going to declare him Tameh. So if a person has these spots on his skin, so the halacha is that the he goes to the Kohen. The Kohen can either say, it's not a Metzora, and he just goes back and he goes living his life. Or he says that he's Tameh, he's a Metzora, and then he has to do the halachas of Metzora. Or the third one is going to be that it's Musker. We're not sure what this person is. We don't know if he's Metzora or not. So he has to go through what's called a quarantine period. He goes for 7 days, then the Kohen comes back and he checks him out, and he says either, again, same thing, Tahar, Tameh, or possibly he does another 7 day cycle, and then after the 7 days, if nothing else changes, then he's going to be Tahar. So this Mishnah is just going to tell us what the difference is between a Metzora, and he calls him a Metzora Musker and a Metzora Mukhlat. A Metzora Musker, again, is one that we know that he's a Metzora, and a Metzora Mukhlat is that it's a question, he's confined. And the Mishnah calls him a Metzora Mukhlat, but it's possible that he's not a Metzora, but that's what it calls him. So the Mishnah says, and again, we're just continuing along this theme of there's no difference between one and the other, no difference between A and B except for C. Ain be Metzora Musker and Metzora Mukhlat, there's no difference between a Metzora that is a definite Metzora versus a Metzora that is a quarantine Metzora, ela priya uprima, except for the fact that when someone is a confirmed Metzora, the halacha is that they have to let their hair grow, they're not able to cut their hair, they have to let their hair grow long, and they have to tear their clothes. Okay, that's if you're a confirmed Metzora, that's what you do. Ein bein tahar mitoch, as opposed to a questionable Metzora, they doesn't have to do that. And ein bein tahar mitoch haskul, a tahar mitoch achlet, to glachas v'tziparim. And the only difference between a Metzora that becomes tahar, because he's declared tahar, meaning he finished his whole Metzora process, and now he's tahar, versus a Metzora that was a questionable Metzora, the only difference between the two is that when a definite Metzora finishes his process, he has to cut his nails, and he's supposed to shave his hair, and he brings a carbon with two birds, and a questionable Metzora does not do that. So Gemara says, "Hala inyan shiluach utoma zevizah shavim." But as far as the shiluach, meaning that the halacha is that if sons of Metzora, they have to go outside the walls of Yerushalayim, they cannot stay within the walls of the city. So whether they are a definite Metzora or a questionable Metzora. Questionable is maybe the wrong word. Maybe it's a waiting Metzora. Like you're in a wait and see period. What? No. No, they don't. Actually, the Gemara is going to talk about that. But no, they don't. So Zevizah Shavim, but they're identical in that both Metzoras, whether they are in waiting to see what happens or they're definite, they have to leave the city. And also, as far as Tuma goes, that the halacha is with the Metzora, if he walks into a house, he makes the entire house Tameh. So they have that, they contain that same Tameh, even when we're waiting to see what's going to be happening. Gemara says, "Minahani mili." How do we know that if you have a waiting to see that he does not have to tear that he doesn't that he has he can let his hair grow and he doesn't have to let his hair grow and that he's able to and he doesn't have to tear kriya? Gemara says, "The Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak kamed Rav Huna v'tiyar hakom mispachas he v'chives begara v'tahir." That when this is talking about now when the Kohen's coming after the 7 day period of the. You know, he wasn't sure if he was a Mitzorah or not. So the Kohen comes and he checks out to see what's going to be happening. And he says, you know what? It's not Mitzorah. It's not Tzaraas. Okay, it's just like some sort of skin disease he has. So we say that. He says that he's going to be Tahir. What does that mean? Tahir mipriya or mipriya demekara. That he is pure from even having to let his hair grow and from tearing his tearing kriya. So Gemara says. Because the point is that it should okay. So I'm really Rava. The Rava says Elam Ata Gabi Zav Dichsiv Chibes Begad V'Tahir. Because let me back up. The pasuk should have said V'Tahir, which means that he is Tame. It should have said V'Yitar, that he will be Tame. Why say V'Tahir? It implies that V'Tahir means he was always Tahar. V'Yitar means he's always Tahar. That there was never a time that he wasn't. So therefore, the questionable Mitzorah doesn't have to let his hair grow long and doesn't have to tear Kriya. So Gemara, and we're learning out from the word that it said in the Pasuk V'Tahir. So Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi asks the question, if so, Elam Ata Gabizav Dichsi V'Chibes Begad V'Tahir, says that same word V'Tahir, what does that mean? So Hasam I Vatahir Meikariko. What can you possibly have that was Tahar by the Zav? The Zav, there's no question that everything was Tame. Okay, that goes without saying that everything was Tame. So Ella Tahar Hashtam Ilutami Klicharas Ella Tahar Hashtam Ilutami Klicharas Behasid. So you have to say that what's it talking about? It's talking about that there's a halacha that if a Zav causes a vessel to move, then he makes it become Tame. So the we're telling you that Afa Gav the Hadar Chazi, that even though let's say that the person was a Zav and it was time for him to go to the mikvah now, okay? So and we said okay, he's tahor, nothing's going on right now, and he touched this keli, this kli, he touched this vessel, and then what happened after he touched it? Then he had another mission, and it turns out that he's going to become Tame again. So Gemara says, Afagav the Hadar Chazi, even though later on, that before he went to the mikvah, he had another mission, which means that he's Tame now. He never became totally pure yet. So Gemara says, Lo Matame Lo Mafrei, we don't go back retroactively. That's what V'Tahir is teaching you when it comes to Azav. Hachanami, so here too, Tahar Hashem V'Tame V'Yilam Afreya. Here too, it's telling you that the Tamei Lamafreya is that if let's say we find out by this Mitzorah that this Mitzorah Mukhlat that we're not sure, this Mitzorah Muskar that we're not sure what his status is, that we say we don't go back retroactively when he enters the house, that he's not going to make it Tamei. So Gemara says, so therefore that's what we use the pasuk for. So Gemara comes back and again it's just trying to find out how do we know that the Mitzorah. I got to get the word straight, that the Mitzorah Muskar is going to be Pater from having to let his hair grow long and from tearing Kriyas. My answer is, Al Amar Rav Mehacha, we learn from here, it says in the Pasuk, V'hatzeruah Asher Bo HaNaga, which says the word in the Naga, which uses the word Bo, Misha Tzeraso Tzuluya Begufo, Yatzezeh Shein Tzeraso Tzuluya Begufo, El B'yamim. That it's talking about, there's either he can become Tahar because the days have passed, when he was done, or he could have become tar because he needed a refuah. He had to wait until the tzaraas healed. So the mitzorah mukhlat, which was a definite mitzorah, he has to wait until he has this refuah, until he's going to be cured from the tzaraas. The mitzorah muskar, who was just, we were waiting to see what was going to be happening with him, so it does not fall on him the requirement to let his hair grow long and to tear kriya. Amalei Abai, so Abai said to him, Elama'ata, Kol Yimei Asher Hanega Bo, when it's Yitma, that we says that every day that the Tzaraas is in him, he's going to be Tamei. So, Misha Tzaraas Tuliyah Begufo, who the Tan Shliach? Maybe we're going to learn from there that only someone who's waiting for the body to heal, he's the one that has to leave the city walls. Misha Ain Tzaraas Tuliyah Begufo, Ain Tan Shliach. And the one who's not waiting to be healed, but he's just waiting to find out, to get definite clarification, whether or not the spots were actually Tzaraas or not, he does not have to leave the city. So Gemara says, maybe you're going to say that is the case, that there's a difference that the Mitzorah that is waiting to get clarification on the Tzaraas, that he doesn't have to leave the city walls. Baktani, that can't be, because we learned, Zora Muskula Mitzora Mochlad Ela Priyo Primo. We just learned in our mission that the only difference between the two of them is that the definite Mitzora has to let his hair grow and has to tear Kriya. But as far as leaving the city walls go, they both have to leave the city walls. They can't stay within the city. But as far as leaving the city and as far as making a house, tamu when they walk into it, zav zav shav, they're going to be equal. When it says amale yemei call yemei, because it could have said in the pasuk yemei, it says call yemei. So the rabbis mitzora muskul shluach was coming to include that even the mitzora that's waiting to get clarification on the status of his tzaras, that he also is going to have to leave the city. So Gemara adds, so just a final piece, ihachi tiglachas v'tzipora my time alo. Why do we say that he doesn't have to shave his hair, and he doesn't have to bring the birds at the end of the process? Why doesn't he have to do that? The tani ein bein tahar mitoch esker l'tahar mitoch haklit. So why do we say that we're excluding him? We should be including him to do that also. So Amar Rabbi, Amar Kra, v'yatza ha'koin v'chutz l'machane v'hinei nir paneh gatzaraz. That what does that mean? Misha tzaraz v'tulei b'refuah. Again, only someone whose body was waiting to heal because of needing a refuah from the tzaraz, he's the one that's going to have to shave his hair and bring the birds when he's finished with his tzaraz period. But Yatzazesh ain't Saratu Tulib Rafu Salbiyam, we're excluding this one who's not, and we're just waiting for a status update to find out whether or not the rest of the Simonim are filling in to find out whether or not he's a definite Mitzorah. Let's start the Mishnah, which is a new Mishnah, new topic. I mean, this is like, I don't know, Zav and Mitzorah are complicated stuff. I find it that way, but I don't know. Anyway, okay. So the Mishnah says, Ain Bain Sfaram Litzvilin and Mezuzos. There's no difference between Sfarim, and when it says Sfarim, it's talking about Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So when you see a Sefer Torah, there's no difference between the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim that you're doing it, and if you were writing, let's say, on Tefillin and Mezuzos, which again, they all have to be done on parchment. So the only difference between them is Elisha Sfarim, Nechtavim, Bechal Lashon, that a Torah, again, I'm going to say Tanakh, but Sfarim is referring to Tanakh. Tanakh have to be written, can be written in any language, literally any language. The Tefillin and Mezuzos and Nechtav and El Ashuris, except Tefillin and Mezuzos can only be written in Ashuris, which means one of two things. Either it means Hebrew, that they can only be written in the Lashon of Hebrew, and also it's referring to the font. There was an Ashuris font, which you can look up what it looks like, but it doesn't, I think the Dead Sea Scrolls, they said, may have this Ashuris font in it. So those are the two that, so Tefillin and Mezuzah can only be written in Ashuris. And Rav Shem ben Gamliel lo mer af besvaram lo hitiru she yikatsu el yivanis. Here Rav ben Gamliel argues and he says that even when it comes to Tanakh, they can't be written in any language. They can be written in Hebrew, obviously, and Greek. And the Gemara is going to explain why they can only be written in Greek. Okay, we will stop here and we will pick up Monday night.